this universe is Columbia!
Congratulations to Columbia, our new Miss Universe!
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, joined in studio for this segment by our entertainment contributor, Christina Staffo. My next guest has had quite a couple of weeks. She is the 63rd woman to be crowned Miss Universe. It is a pleasure to say hello to Miss Universe 2015, Paulina Vega. Paulina, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and you pronounce my name so well.
See that? Right there, I'm getting...
Oh, my God.
I'm getting brownie points with Miss Universe right off the bat. That's how you do an interview.
I know. Oh, my God.
Well, it has been quite a ride for you. You beat out 87 other women for the title. Tell us what it's been like since you've been crowned Miss Universe.
Well, it's been craziness. I love living in New York. I have only like 2 days in my new apartment, waiting for my roommate, Miss USA, that was the first runner-up.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'm in the middle of the media tour, just having fun, learning more, and, you know, waiting for my first trip that is going to be to Indonesia. So I'm really happy and looking forward.
Paulina, Christina Staffo here. Okay, so you won Miss Universe, which has to feel great. You're following in your family's footsteps. Your grandma, Elvira, was Miss Atlantico in 1953.
Yes.
You started modeling at 8 years old. So was being Miss Universe something that was always a goal for you?
Well, yes. And in my country, in Colombia, the pageants are a big deal, are very important. And we have Colombian Miss Universe, and was 56 years ago. So when I won, it was chaos in Colombia. It was only crazy. You know, the people were in the streets just celebrating. They really can't believe it, and I either. Yeah, I modeled, and when I was a child, I really dreamed about living in this city. So I'm living the dream, and I dreamed about becoming the Miss Universe.
That is so cool.
That's
You're like
really
a
happy.
National hero at this
They were
this
having
point.
A parade for her and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
when
great.
When I won the Miss Universe, it was like bigger than the World Cup.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
it
big.
Was insane. I'm so happy for them, really.
And that is saying a lot. Now, what has been your biggest surprise since you won the crown?
This weather.
Yeah.
can you explain me? In my country, we don't have snow.
Yeah.
It's like my second time. When I was like 2 years old, I was with snow, but this is freaking crazy. I really can't believe it. I'm like struggling. I'm suffering. I have like the biggest coat of the whole city.
Really?
I'm sure about that.
You sound fine. See, that Miss Universe even sounds good when she's battling a cold. That's tremendous.
The struggle. The struggle is real, Paulina.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, so you said that you're going to spend your year as an advocate of HIV/AIDS education and research. So why is this subject so important to you?
I think that I love this cause. Before I won the Miss Universe, I was really interested in helping this area. For the Miss Universe pageant, for the Miss Columbus pageant, it's very important to make awareness. How do you say that?
Yeah, to raise awareness.
Right,
absolutely.
Create awareness.
Create awareness about different things. But we never created awareness about the HIV. And I think that it's so important because it's a very delicate subject. And what I'm most sad about, it's about the discrimination and the lack of education of this team. So I'm really like looking forward to help. I can't change the world, but I can help, and I have my voice, and I have a lot of attention, so I'm going to use this positively.
That's terrific. What an opportunity for you, and what a great stage upon the entire world for you to be able to talk about HIV and AIDS. Now, as we were getting ready for this interview, Christina had found some information, and so we were getting our notes together, and E! News reported that you sleep with your eyes open. Now, I have to ask you, is that true, and if it is, how exactly do you sleep with your eyes open?
That's truth, and it's scary. No, the people that can't believe, I'm like the main show of a car, of a bus, of a train, everything. When I fall asleep, you don't know if I'm sleeping or if I'm awake.
Wow.
So it's so funny, so scary, and so weird for sure.
And how did that happen? How did that come about?
I have a lot of photos. And when I'm on planes,
yeah,
the people that know that I was Miss Colombia or whatever, they took me pictures and they posted on the internet. It was awful.
That's amazing.
So she's either sleeping or in deep thought about something.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know why. I don't know why that happened, but yeah, it happened.
You know, I could just imagine that was probably very convenient growing up. Let's say you were in school and you were really bored by the teacher. You could actually fall asleep and you could actually make it seem like you were still paying attention to the teacher.
I did that.
Wow.
I did that. It was the best thing, but only at school and college, of course.
Of course. Okay, so college. We're talking about college. You're about to complete your studies in business administration. What are your plans after Miss Universe? Do you plan on expanding on your schooling, or like what are you going to do once your year is up as Miss Universe?
Well, I really like the entertainment world, but I really like my career too. So I think that I'm going to try to find a balance between those things, because I really want to graduate from the university. I think that that's important. I want my own company. So yeah, I will find a balance for sure.
That's terrific. And what a feeling that must have been. I mean, the process was so long, the entire Miss Universe process, and finally being crowned in Miami and all of that. Now, when it all wears off, and the fact that you know that you're Miss Universe and everything starts to slow down a little bit, do you ever get the urge just when you're home to put the crown back on? And maybe even, you know what, when you go home, because they made such a big deal, maybe you can, do you ever get the feeling that you want to put the crown on, even when you go down to the store to pick up milk and bread?
You know, sometimes.
Yes.
I was yesterday at Starbucks with my crown.
You were?
And you should be.
Yeah, of course. No, I love my crown. I shower with the crown, everything with my crown. The New York skyline, my new hometown, so I'm pretty sure it's beautiful. It's very different,
mm-hmm.
So I'm really lucky to have it.
And I'm imagining that you researched that the crown was waterproof before you decided to take it into the shower with you then, right?
But of course,
all
I'm
right.
Not dumb. What are you talking about? I searched that.
Well, you sound like you're having just a wonderful time, and this is incredible, because just think of how many women had this opportunity and how many people yearn for this, and you finally have now reached this. This is, it's tremendous, and you seem like you're having just a really great time with the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that that's the whole point in everything that you do in life. Just have fun and enjoy and learn and make mistakes and just laugh about it. So I'm really doing that. I'm just looking forward to this spectacular year.
Your family must be incredibly proud of you right now. Your dad is a cardiologist, and so this must be incredible for them to know that, you know, you finally, you've attained this dream, and you're about to embark on the most exciting year of your life. They must be ecstatic at this point.
Oh, yes. My whole family was in there since day one. They came in the same airplane. They were a little bit obsessed. I was like, Mom, really? Calm down. That's not necessary. The same plane? So I'm going to be fine. Yeah, my dad was, I think, that the most nervous person of the whole family and the whole group that supported me. He's a cardiologist, but he almost needed another cardiologist.
Yeah, he needed
for
one
him.
For himself.
He had like
he
a heart
one.
Attack. When I was on stage and I was about to answer the questions, I felt his tension. He was so nervous.
You were nervous
so really,
for him.
I saw the glasses. Oh, my God,
yeah.
It was so funny. I was thinking, like, oh, my God, my dad is about to die.
Wow. Well, let's hope not, at least for the next year, so we can enjoy the ride with you. Well, Pauline Vega, Miss Universe 2015, again, congratulations for winning the title. Have a wonderful year, and thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Of course. Thank you very much. It has been a pleasure, and I hope that we can talk in another opportunity and tell you how is it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And get out
thank
of the cold.
You, thank you.
And stay out of the cold weather and stay away from the snow.
I have a big coffee.
All right, there you go. All right, you have a great day.
Bye.
She was actually...
She was good.
She was really good. She was so into it. I mean, she is a great representative for Miss Universe.
I love that she was full of personality and, you know, just so happy.
She was extremely happy. And she's a national hero in Colombia.
They had a parade for her.
A parade.
Come on. She said it was bigger than the World Cup.
Well, and if
that's
that is,
amazing.
And if that is the case, because they live and breathe football,
they really
in that part
they
of the
really
world.
Do spill out on the streets.
Wow. So that was tremendous. She was very gracious too, and you know what the best part of it? The fun aspect. She really seems to be enjoying it, and she's got a wonderful personality, and obviously English is not her native language. But
she speaks it very well.
And she makes herself understood, and she's personable, and she's funny.
Yep.
Whenever you do an interview like this, you never know what you're going to run into, but she was terrific.
That was great.
See, if only all these beauty pageant winners could be like that.
Take notes, it would
make,
ladies.
Yes, it would make our job so much easier. Well, this was a different element as well to have you here in the studio for this today.
Yeah,
so this
like
was a lot of fun.
This is, I like this aspect of it.
See, we figured, all right, we're going to talk about entertainment, Miss Universe. It only makes sense to have Christina Stoffo here.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Stay with us. Coming up next, another edition of On the Mark. This week, Mark Leonard is talking about the film American Sniper. And then Neon. It's back. It's on everything. Followed by Men You Need to Avoid. Like the plague. You don't want to date them. You don't want to go anywhere near them. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever thought about the ethics associated with parenting? Actually, there are three ethical principles required to raise children responsibly. Here's the philosophical science of it. First, you must teach your children a social ethic, how to get along with others, and most parents excel here. Next, an individual ethic, how to take care of themselves mentally and physically. Parents, they excel here too. The third area, well, most parents fall short when it comes to teaching their child why they're here. It's kind of like a roadmap that helps them find meaning in life. What's the cheap psychological trick? Mastering two out of three ethics is good, but it takes all three ethics to develop a love for living. Maybe you ought to ask your child, what do you want to do with your life? Maybe you ought to ask a little more often. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
What do you know about riding a bicycle? This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Each state has their own specific bicycle laws, but most states are very similar. Let's test your knowledge of bicycle laws. True or false? Bicyclists must stop at all red lights and stop signs. True or false? It's illegal to ride on someone's handlebars. True or false? All bicycle riders under age 18 must wear a helmet. True or false? It's illegal to wear an iPod while riding a bicycle. Stay tuned for the final verdict. So here's the answers to the bicycle quiz. You must always stop at all red lights and stop signs, so it's true. It's illegal to ride on the handlebars, and it's true that all riders under 18 must wear a helmet. Also, listening to an iPod while riding a bicycle really is illegal. So they're all true. And that's the final verdict.